crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet 'em in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me.
Hey folks, and welcome to another edition of the Country Classics Hour. On today's episode, we're going to listen to some Floyd Tillman, some Hank Thompson, some Patsy Cline. We'll hear a little bit about Hank Penny, so don't touch that dial. This is the Country Classics Hour.
Number 9, heading south from Caroline. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Got in trouble, had to roam. Left my gal and left my home. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main, locked me to a ball and chain. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. Bear the shame. I'm a number, not a name. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. All I do is sit and cry when the evening train goes by. I heard that long wah wah, some whistle blow. I'll be locked here in this cell till my body's just a shell and my hack turns whiter I'll never see that gal of mine. Lord, I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that long wah, wah, some whistle blow.
On clover shady banks one evening last July, a mother of a shanty boy, and doleful was her cry, saying, God be with you, Johnny, although you're far away, driving saw logs on the plover, and you'll never get your pay. Oh, Johnny, I gave you schooling, I gave you a trade likewise. You need not been a shanty boy had you taken my advice. You need not gone from your dear home to the forest far away, driving saw logs on the plover, and you'll never get your pay. Oh, Johnny, you were your father's hope, your mother's only joy. Why is it that you ramble so, my own, my darling boy? What could induce you, Johnny, from your own dear home to stray? Driving saw logs on the plover, and you'll never get your pay. Why didn't you stay upon the farm and feed the ducks and hens, and drive the pigs and sheep each night and put them in their pens? For better for you to help your dad to cut his corn and hay than to drive saw logs on the plover, and you'll never get your pay. A log canoe came floating down the quiet stream, as peacefully it glided as some young lover's dream. A youth crept out upon the bank and thus to her did say, dear mother, I have jumped the game and I haven't got my pay. The boys call me a sucker and a son of a gun to boot. I said to myself, oh Johnny, it is time for you to scoot. I stole a canoe and started upon my weary way, and now I have got home again and nary a cent of pay. Now all young men take this advice, if e'er you wish to roam, be sure and kiss your mothers before you leave your home. You had better work upon a farm for half a dollar a day than to drive saw logs on the plover, and you'll never get your pay.
While you're dancing with a stranger,
There's Kitty Wells with a song written by Cindy Walker. The tune was Dancing with a Stranger. Before that, we were listening to Pierre Ledoux performing the song Driving Saw Logs on the Plover. Now, Pierre Ledoux was the name of a singer named Oscar Grogan, who had done some Broadway tunes for Columbia's label back in the 1920s. And then he did a pair of ballads about the Wisconsin lumber camps for Columbia Records' Old Familiar Tunes series, which was a series that they did in the 1930s, and he renamed himself Pierre Ledoux for that, doing a bunch of shanty tunes. That was Driving Saw Logs on the Plover. And we started this edition of the Country Classics Hour off with Hank Williams, and the song was I Heard That Lonesome Whistle Blow. You're listening once again to the Country Classics Hour, CKUT 90.3 FM's very own hardcore country show. I am your host, Little Andy. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to hear a lot of great music on this episode of the show. We're going to hear some pretty jazzy Bob Wills. We're going to hear some George Jones, naturally. We will hear David Houston's cheating classic, Almost Persuaded, and I'll try and fit in some John Prine as well. We're going to turn to Hank Penny right now. Hank Penny was a Western swing band leader in the 1940s and 1950s, famous for writing the song Bloodshot Eyes, which Wynonie Harris made an R&B hit. Hank Penny was known for not taking any shit from anyone. He was a really tough, uncompromising guy in a genre full of tough, uncompromising guys. Famously, in 1945, Hank Penny and his entire band walked out of a gig at the Venice Pier Ballroom when the promoter took issue with just how jazzy the solos were when soloists in Hank Penny's band would take a lead break. And the promoter wanted Hank's band to stick to the melodies the way that other country bands did, and Hank wouldn't have any of that. We're going to hear a song from the standard transcriptions, radio transcriptions that Hank did in the 1940s. Here's a song by Hank Penny. The tune is I'm Not in Love, Just Involved.
I'm not in love, just involved with a girl. I wanted love, but got caught in a whirl of something stronger than I could resist. She promised me all the things I've missed. Wish I could live without what I found, but I made the chain that now has me bound. So here I am and the problem's unsolved. I'm not in love, just involved with a girl. I wanted love, but got caught in a whirl of something stronger than I could resist. She promised me all the things I've missed. Wish I could live without what I've found, but I made the chain that now has me bound. So here I am, and the problem's not solved. I'm not in love, just involved.
But there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk. Known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
Stretched out on the floor. what you made him do. Here they come to take him off to jail, buddy. And tomorrow someone will bury you. Oh, well, that's life. Or it was. It's nothing to me.
If I can't have the girl I want, I'll take what I can get. I'll take anything I can get. I'm feeling awful sad. I want someone to hug and pet. Oh, I need some loving bad. I don't care if I've known her long or someone I've just met. If I can't have the girl I want, I'll take what I can get. Talk of almost everything far into the night. The subject always changes to girls and leaves me sad and blue. I'm wanting someone that I love and I don't know what to do. I'll take anything I can get. I'm feeling awful sad. I want someone to hug and pet. I need some loving bad. I don't care if I've known her long or someone I've just met. If I can't have the girl I want, I'll take what I can get.
There's East Texas native Floyd Tillman with the song, I'll Take What I Can Get. Before that, Jim Reeves with the tune, It's Nothing to Me, from Jim Reeves' album, absolutely Jim Reeves' best album, Tall Tales and Short Tempers, where Jim kind of sets aside his country-politan, oh-so-smooth and gentle approach and gets a little tougher and tells more tales within his songs. Pick it up if you can find it. We also heard Hank Thompson's classic, Wild Side of Life, and before that, Hank Penny with the tune, I'm Not in Love, Just Involved. You're listening to the Country Classics Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM and on the internet. My name is Little Andy. Every week we're here from 8 to 9 p.m. playing honest to God country music like you don't really hear on the airwaves these days. Thanks for tuning in. In the next set, we're going to hear from Johnny Horton. We're going to hear from George Jones. But first, we're going to hear from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. This Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys recording comes from 1936. And when Bob and the boys started off, they really excelled at doing fast, brass band-based jazz tunes, big band tunes. The first tune they recorded together was a song called Osage Stomp. They also did an incredibly fast version of White Heat that sounds out of control when you listen to it. And this is a version of the classic Darktown Strutter's Ball, which was a pop song done, written by Shelton Brooks and put out in 1917. Bob and his band do this one with a great sense of fun and at a pretty brisk tempo. When Bob Wills first recorded for the Columbia label, the producer was a fellow named Art Satherly. And when he heard all of Bob's ah-has and general yelling in between solos and instrumental parts of the track, he told him that he probably shouldn't do that since this was not a live show, but it was in fact a recording. And Bob put his fiddle in his case and said, "Boys, pack up. We're getting out of here." And so after a while, Art Satherly relented. And Art Satherly from Columbia Records and Bob Wills became good buds, but they didn't hit it off on the right foot. Here's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with the song "Darktown Strutter's Ball."
And the warm red wine broke this busted heart of mine. I gotta roll on down the line. With the two red lips and a busted heart and the warm red wine. With a little muscat, I'm an old tomcat, always a scratching for another rat. I gotta roll on down the line. With the two red lips and a busted heart and the warm red wine. A cat's got nine lives and I've got one. When that one's gone, then I'll be done. I gotta roll on down the line. but two red lips and a busted heart and the warm red wine. Honky-tonka thinking of you. Nowhere to go, I got nothing to do. I gotta roll on down the line. With the two red lips and a busted heart and the warm red wine. Oh, the two red lips and the warm red wine broke this busted heart of mine. I gotta roll on down the line. With the two red lips and a busted heart and the warm red wine.
Suppose that I should come to life when they play this song. I could be in a lot of places at once. See what's going on. If you believe it's strong enough, you'll find it will come true. And I'll jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Now let me take a look around to see if I can find a one to drop that nickel in to hear this song of mine. I'll bet that you that's a walking away. It's the last thing I do. I wanna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Just believe that it's true and see what imagination can do. I wanna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Now I hope I get played a lot. I'd just like to see if my girl is somewhere around and if she's cheating on me. If you walk into someone new, I'm gonna make him jealous too. I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Well, lucky me, she just walked in alone and looking blue. I'll bet she's wondering where I am, or maybe she loves me too. Darling, believe in what I say, and your heart won't be so blue. I wanna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Just believe that it's true and see what imagination can do. I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you. Yes, I'm gonna jump right out of this jukebox and get an armful of you.
Found myself wanting to kiss her. salvation was flowing like wine, and I was myself of my pride, almost persuaded to push my conscience aside. Then we danced and she whispered, "Here and be my man." Then I looked into her eyes and I saw it, the reflection of my wedding band, and I was almost persuaded strange lips lead me on. Almost persuaded, but your sweet love made me stop.
George Jones with the tune "A Girl I Used to Know." Before that, we were listening to David Houston perform his big hit song "Almost Persuaded," that came out in June of 1966. It's a song written and produced by Billy Sherrill, and you can hear the classic trademark Billy Sherrill cheesy string arrangement all over it that Bill later put on a lot of George Jones tunes. Before that, we were listening to one-hit wonder Onnie Wheeler, although he didn't really have a song that was a hit. He just did one song for the Sun record label in the 1950s when Sun was still recording country music. In the song, I'm going to pop right out of the jukebox, Onnie says, "I hope it gets played a lot." And unfortunately for Onnie Wheeler, the song did not get played a lot. And Sun never asked him to come back and record any other sides. Good tune, though. Before that, we heard an early Johnny Horton track, Two Red Lips and Warm Red Wine. And we started that set off with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys from 1936. The song was Dark Town Strutter's Ball. You're listening to another episode of The Country Classics, and my name is Little Andy. Thank you so much for tuning in and loving country music with me here. In the next set, we're going to hear some Patsy Cline, and we're going to hear some John Prine as well. But first, we're going to listen to Mo Bandy. Nobody really talks about Mo Bandy anymore. He was a great songwriter and singer in the 1970s, but he didn't really fit in with the whole outlaw movement. He just did great honky-tonk songs, but when great honky-tonk songs weren't really popular anymore. But he's always got some really funny lines in his tunes. This is from his album Honky Tonk Amnesia, and this is a song called I Just Started Hating Cheating Songs Today.
Tell me that my borrowed angel's been this far before. I just threw my last bottle at the jukebox when I heard that woman singing, darling, let's go on. Just found out my woman is the devil. I just started hating cheating songs today. Did she sleep in your arms last night, mister? Were you the one who gladly helped her make it through the night? Did she whisper, it's not love, but it's not bad? Did she forget to wait you up to say goodbye? I just threw my last bottle at the jukebox when I heard that woman singing, darling, let's go all the way. And I just found out my woman is the devil. I just started hating cheating songs today.
Circles we are talked about. kisses that you give make our wrong seem so right. It's too late to stop, there's no doubt. We said we wouldn't meet tonight, my dear, but here we are again, hiding
against the glass, while rain has pressed its weight. Windblown scarves and top-down cars all share one western trait. Sadness leaves the tear-stained cheeks from winos to dime store juice. Probably don't know they gave me these late John Garfield blues. Midnight fell on Franklin Street and the lamppost balls were broke. For the life of me, I could not. But I heard a brand new joke. Two men were standing upon a bridge. One jumped and screamed, "You lose!" Just left the odd man holding those late John Garfield blues. Sleeps with his conscience at night. Young kid sleeps with his drink. While a mentally ill sit perfectly still and live through life's in between. I'm going away to the last resort. In a week or two, real soon. Well, the fish don't bite, but once a night, by the cold light of the moon, the horses scream, the nightmares dream, and the dead men all wear shoes. 'Cause
There's John Prine with a tune from his album Diamonds in the Rough. The song is the late John Garfield Blues. Before that, we were listening to Patsy Cline with the classic Hidin' Out, and we started that set off with Mo Bandy, and the tune was I Just Started Hatin' Cheatin' Songs Today. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Country Classics Hour. My name is Little Andy. Hope that you can join us whenever you're available and wanting to love some country music. I'm going to leave you with a song from Lucinda Williams' album from 2007. The album's called West. And Lucinda Williams is an amazing singer, an amazing songwriter. And she has a guitar player named Doug Pettibone. And half the time, his tone is great and his playing is really sweet. And the other half of the time, Lucinda seems to allow him to go into blues hammer territory where he gets just way too cheesy. And it makes my skin crawl on the song. I'm sorry, Doug. But this is one song where Doug hits it out of the park and it's a beautiful recording. Here is Lucinda Williams with the title track from her album, West.
Out in the desert. This is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3. This is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Welcome to Montreal's longest-running blues radio show, Cha 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 in Blue, for this Sunday, the 25th of February of 2024. Let's see. Tonight on the show, we're coming out of the deep freeze, aren't we? So we're going to bring you 2 hours of nice hot blues. Tonight on the show, in the history part of the show, I'll bring you music from Bessie Smith, Chuck Wayne, Ike Turner, Bo Diddley, B.B. King, Albert King, Shaky Jake Harris, A.C. Reed, Alvin Youngblood, Hart, and the Jeff Healey Band. There's a full slate on that one. I'm going to close the night out with a tune from Jim Zeller. You got a couple of opportunities to catch his blues extreme this week, so I'll tell you about that at the end of the show when I give you my rundown on where everything's playing if you're going out for some live music. I got a slew of new releases for you. I got two great compilations in called Blind Raccoon and NOLA Blue Collection Volume 6, which is available online or with a disc, I believe, and Breaking News 10 Years of Blues